I'm Tracy Samilton. Herds of deer have been stripping yards and city parks of flowers, shrubs, and trees in Ann Arbor. So the city plans a first-ever cull to control the rapidly growing deer population. But the plan to hire trained marksmen to kill up to 100 deer within city limits has provoked a pitched emotional debate between residents for the cull and those who see it as violent and inhumane. Here's the story. In 2003, Sherry Elcourt and her husband Richard fell in love with this property close by the Huron River. The yard was thick with mature trees, shrubs, and other plants. In the spring and summer, there were wildflowers.
It was just a paradise.
But paradise has been lost. Or for the deer, paradise has been found. Yards like this provide abundant food. There are no predators and no hunting. So as the city expands its footprint, deer multiply. Elcourt says two small herds of deer visit their yard daily. Deer fencing encircles the most valuable trees and shrubs. It's the only way to salvage anything green. Deer repellent doesn't stop them. The dog doesn't scare them.
We've tried everything. We've tried deer-resistant plants. They eat those, too.
Oh, and then there's all the deer poop. Elcourt really appreciates that her husband deals with it.
He's great. He comes out and he cleans them all up. It's an extension of his job now.
Almost every day.
Every day.
I can pick up, up to 5 pounds.
Deer are also damaging the city's natural areas. Wildflowers in some parks are disappearing, along with oak and maple saplings. Those saplings are the city's future woods. The city began studying what to do 2 years ago after an outpouring of complaints from Wards 1 and 2, the ones with the most deer. Officials surveyed residents. About half supported a cull. They held public meetings and conducted aerial surveys of the deer. They concluded that research shows non-lethal methods like catching deer and surgically sterilizing them don't work. Culling deer, killing them, does. The city chose to hire trained marksmen to do the job.
Is what we do safe?
Earl Crom says that's the main concern he hears. He's a marksman with Wildlife Services, a division of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We meet in a wood just inside city limits.
It is safe. We've done this for a long time. What separates us is our training. We're specialized in this type of work and the equipment that we use.
Equipment like night vision scopes and FLIR, that stands for forward-looking infrared. Crom hands the FLIR over to me. The trees around us show up a little white. I can see Crom's whole outline clearly. I can definitely tell you're a human.
Yes.
And not a deer.
Yeah, absolutely.
For safety reasons, the marksmen will also hunt at night in nature areas temporarily closed to the public. And unlike hunters who often shoot the chest of the deer, marksmen shoot the head or neck, so the deer is almost certain to die instantly. Tanya Hilgendorf says she's buying none of this. She's president of the Humane Society of Huron Valley.
I think people should be terrified. I really do.
Under Hilgendorf, the Humane Society of Huron Valley has waged an against-all-odds campaign to try to stop the cull, so far without success. The group has disseminated flyers that warn people their kids and pets could be shot in their own neighborhoods. Hilgendorf says the whole 2-year process was a setup. City staff knew all along they'd approve a cull. And she says if the city doesn't want lots of deer, it should stop taking away deer habitat with new subdivisions.
And the idea that we're killing wildlife because we're worried about a few plants is absolutely outrageous.
Hilgendorf says the cull violates Ann Arbor's values of peace and nonviolence. The city should be a haven for deer, she says, not a killing ground.
I say let's increase the social tolerance for what are our wild neighbors.
But Marita Holland thinks this attitude is unrealistic. She's founder of Washtenaw Citizens for Ecological Balance, a group that supports the cull. Holland says hunters control deer populations throughout Michigan.
Are Ann Arbor deer special?
Holland says no, they're not.
Since we've removed the wolves and the bears and the other natural predators for this deer prey, we have to play that role.
The cull begins on Monday. It could last through March. Hopes that the fight over deer in Ann Arbor will quickly subside are unrealistic. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.